every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond, or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating. Dig in with the best.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community and our active community members.
In Mountain Home, we're proud to be part of a medical community which nurtures a philosophy of commitment to things that matter, exceptional care for patients, and love for this beautiful area. Dr. Jason McConnell, Dr. Nick Souter, and I pledge to take the very best care of you at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine so you can enjoy an active life in the Ozarks.
Visit Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Souter at No. 3 Medical Plaza.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Did you get a switch over to shelter insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See shelter insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal, get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Broken Bow Archery at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is celebrating fall and Hirsch's 20th anniversary with a big sale. 20% off select Rage, Speed, and Range broadheads, 20% off game tables with sinks, LEM products, and High Mountain seasonings, 15% off arrows, bolts, and Yeti products, 10% off ammo, game cameras, and Morel targets, 5% off redneck blinds, and $100 off all new bows. Sale ends October 31st at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. And the West Plains Scissors, the Carl Junction Bulldogs, are tied up 17-17 here at the half. All right, let's run down some scores from around Southern Missouri. Last night, Nixa defeated Glendale 63-21. Mountain Grove now leads there 22-20 at the half. Carthage beat Neosho last night 56-14. Republic over Willard 59-7 last night. Webb City leads Joplin 28-19 at the half. Let's see, what else we got here? Branson, they beat Hillcrest last night 29-0. And Stockton over Pierce City 51-27 last night. And Skyline beat Diamond 67-7 last night. Monette leads Mount Vernon 20-12 in the second quarter. Kickapoo leads Ozark 22-19 at the half. Let's see, Fair Grove over Stratford 28-7 at the half. Lebanon leads Waynesville 35-0 at the half. Bolivar and Rogersville tied up 7-7 at the half. Cassville over Aurora 28-7 at the half. McDonald County leads East Newton 14-0 at the half. Reed Springs over Hollister 21-16 at the half. No score on the Salem-Kabul ball game. Ava leads Willow Springs 19-0. That was in the first quarter, last report on that one. Forsyth leading Buffalo 36-0 in the second quarter. Parkview leads Rolla 6-3 at the half. And let's see. Marshfield is tied up with Highland, Arkansas 14-14 in the second quarter. So there's some of the scores for you around Southern Missouri here at the half. And that one in Mountain Grove is a tight ball game there. Mountain Grove leading there 22-20 at the half. The winner of that one, well, if Mountain Grove wins, then Thayer and Mountain Grove will tie for the SDA Conference crown. If Thayer wins that ball game, Thayer wins the SDA Conference crown outright. So good ball game there, Mountain Grove leading 22-20. At the half. Here at the Carl Junction, it is 17-17, the West Plains Scissors and the Carl Junction Bulldogs. Big game here tonight. Winner of this one will get, should be first, ranked first in the district, which means they will get a first round bye next weekend. And on also, not only that, but they'll also get home field advantage while they're playing in district play. So, very important here who wins tonight between Carl Junction and West Plains. We're tied up at 17-17. All right, we'll take another break. The Scissors will get the football to start the third quarter as they won the opening coin toss, and they deferred, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter here tonight in Carl Junction. All right, we'll come back. with more of your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, many women select an external form to restore their pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment is here for you with a private, certified professional consultant. They will ensure you'll get the proper fit and therapeutic bill to comfortably restore your pre-surgical appearance. The Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community for over 40 years at the corner of 8th and Kentucky West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
When you need excavating work done right, you can trust Smith Excavating for a professional job at a fair price. For over 20 years, Smith Excavating has been moving earth across southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. Need land cleared or leveled, building a new pond or cleaning out an old one, basement digging, demolition, road building, or pad construction, they can handle it all. Family owned, family operated, and Zizzer proud. Visit ChadSmithExcavating.com. That's ChadSmithExcavating.com. Smith Excavating, dig in with the best.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains' proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-256-9452.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Ready to take your real estate career to the next level? Join Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty. They're growing and expanding, and they want you on their winning team. With over 30 agents strong and their brand new state-of-the-art location in West Plains, they're the area's largest real estate company for a reason. Interest rates are dropping and the market is shifting, which means more opportunities for you to succeed. Join the best and grow with the best, Westgate Realty, where top agents thrive. Call them today.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports, and they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal, get a Baird deal, because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
It's time for West Plains Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Here's Ramblin' Rick.
And hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. About ready to start the third quarter. Zizzers will get the football to start the third quarter. We're all tied up at 17-17 here. A couple of games we're watching. Mountain Grove leading there, 22-20 at the half. That one in Mountain Grove, and Bolivar and Rogersville are tied up 7-7 at the half. So two good ball games there, and we got a good one here as well. As it'll be the Bulldogs kicking off, and Blake Miller will be doing the kicking. And Jackson Taylor is back along with Wyatt Dew for the Zizzers. And we're about ready to get this one started here in the second half. Number one seed in the district on the line tonight. The winner more than likely will get the number one seed and a first round bye next week in district play. All right, kick the ball on the ground. Going to be picked up about the 20-yard line. It'll be Jackson Taylor, and he's coming around the right side. Taylor gets knocked out of bounds. We'll have to see where they say he goes out of bounds at. Got across the 45. Looks like it may be about the 48 of the Zizzers. And up, they're going to say the 49-yard line of the Zizzers. So Zizzers will start off first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. See what the Zizzer offense can come up with here. Ethan Miller in the shotgun and Jackson Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers on the right, one to the left. Now Taylor goes to the left as well. Moore goes in motion. They'll give it to Moore. Jacob Moore trying to come around. He's going to be met and lost a couple of yards that time. And loss of a yard, looks like. Back to the 48. Going to be second and 11 for the Zizzers from their own 48. And apparently we've got a flag on West Plain. Where's the flag? There is not a flag on the field, folks, but they've called a penalty on the Zizzers. Shot block is what they're saying. Puts the ball back at the 34. But like I said, there is no flag on the field. It's one of them penalties you're supposed to read the official's mind. Zizzers backed up quite a bit. First and looks like about first and 25 here. Miller looking to throw. He's going to throw it across the middle, and he overthrows Jacob Moore. Moore had a couple of steps on the defender, but he threw it about 2 yards too far. Overthrows Moore. It's going to bring up a second down and 25 for the Zizzers back at their own 34. So Zizzers trying to get some points on the board here and retake the lead. They've had the lead once tonight at 14-10. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun with three receivers. Miller looking to throw once again with he's going to be sacked. Miller is going to be sacked all the way back inside the 30. And they're going to sack him at the 25. And so now it's going to be third down, about two counties for a first down for the Zizzers. And the Zizzer offense is going the wrong way here after the big penalty. So let's see. So here we go. Third down and long ways. They've got to get to the Bulldog 41-yard line for a first down. And they're on their own 25. Miller in the shotgun. Now we got a flag again. And wouldn't be surprised if this isn't against West Plains again. And it is. And at this rate, the Zizzers are going to be back in the Bulldog end zone. Third down now. Third down. Ball is at the Zizzer 20-yard line. Third down, about two counties for a first down. Miller rolls out to the left, needs to throw it, and he's just going to throw it away. And that's going to bring up fourth down. And Luke Cropper is going to come in to punt the football. So the Zizzers pretty much did it to themselves there with a big penalty. Couple of penalties on that drive. But now Luke Cropper is going to stand inside the 10-yard line to punt the football here. And it is Ballard standing at the 50-yard line for the Bulldogs. And Cropper gets it off. And it's going to bounce and roll. And the Zizzers are going to down it inside the 40. And that's where Carl Junction will take over at their own 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. So Zizzers couldn't take advantage by getting the ball first, being first on offense, and start the third quarter. And so now the Bulldogs will come out. Gilbert in that shotgun. Gilbert in the shotgun, and Lopez Durham in the backfield. They'll give it to him. Right side, and he's loose, folks. They better run him down in a hurry, and they do, inside the Zizzer 30-yard line. And it was Rucker Freeman finally back there, but it's a first down for Carl Junction inside the 30-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Zizzer 28-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs at the Zizzer 28-yard line. Gilbert in the shotgun. Dermott in the backfield. And Gilbert's going to keep it, and he's down. Zizzers get the sack that time. It's going to be Jacob Moore and also 62 Raiden Wilson on the quarterback sack. Marking down at the 33-yard line of the Zizzers. Loss of about five, going to bring up second and 15 for the Bulldogs. Tied up 17-17 with 9 minutes, just under 9 minutes to go third quarter. Gilbert in the shotgun. Once again, Dermott in the backfield. Gilbert drops the ball. Now he throws it. It's complete and out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third down now. So third and 7 for the Bulldogs at the Zizzer 25-yard line. Josiah Long forced the receiver out of bounds. So here we go. Third and 7 for the Bulldogs at the Zizzer 25-yard line. Gilbert going to hand it off to Dermott. And Dermott once again inside the 20 down to about the 19, and he's going to be short by a yard. Fourth and one for Carl Junction at the Zizzer 19-yard line. Fourth and one, Bulldogs, 8:25 and counting to go here. In the third quarter, Bulldogs are trying to score first here in the third quarter. Fourth and one. Gilbert gives it to Derman, who has the first down easy. He's down to around the 15, 16-yard line. And it's another first down for the Bulldogs, and the Zizzer defense has no answer right now for the Bulldog offense. Bulldogs with that big offensive line up there. First and 10 from the Zizzer 16-yard line for the Bulldog. And they'll give it to Derman once again. And looks like he picked up a yard to the 15. Be a second and 9 for the Bulldogs. 7:38 and counting to go here in the third quarter. All tied up 17-17. Bulldogs marching the football down the field. This defense needs to stop. Bulldogs have already shown they've got a kicker who can kick a field goal, so Zizzers need a stop here. Second and 9. Gilbert, and he's going to throw it, going to the end zone. And it's caught. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Bulldogs!
And that one. 16-yard touchdown pass. Hanks to Gilbert, or Gilbert to Hanks, I should say. And the Bulldogs retake the lead. Now they'll go for the extra point. And it is good. 24-17, Bulldogs with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Iron Brand Realty in West Plains excels in finding the perfect property for every client. Its agents, all Howell County natives, bring deep local knowledge to every deal. From homes to commercial spaces, farms, or anything in between, they've got it covered. Licensed in Missouri and Arkansas, Iron Brand Realty makes real estate dreams reality. Call them at 417-372-8076 or stop by their location, conveniently located at 804 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Iron Brand Realty, the premier real estate brand.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. The Bulldogs have retaken the lead 24-17 with 7:08 to go here in the third quarter. And the Bulldogs are getting ready to kick off to the Zizzers. And it's going to be taken back at about the 17-yard line. Maupin with it. Maupin going to go down about the 20-yard line. Zizzers will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. See if they can do better than they did the last time they had the football. They had two big penalties and lost some yardage on plays, ended up with like a fourth down and who knows how long. First and 10, Zizzers at their own 20-yard line. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield with three receivers, two to the right. Now Maupin goes in motion to the right. Taylor comes out to the left. Miller going to throw it over here to Taylor. Got Taylor at the about, looks like maybe the 26, 27. Going to bring up a second down. Second and short, looks like second and two. They're going to spot that ball at the Zizzer 28-yard line. So second and two for the Zizzers. 6:37 and counting to go third quarter. Zizzers trailing by seven. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Receiver on each side. Now they'll give it to Taylor. Taylor fighting through that line. I think he's got the first down. So that's going to be a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. Their first one here of the second half. Ball sitting at the Zizzer 31-yard line, first and 10. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Receiver on each side. Miller looking to throw. He's going to throw on the right side. Moore is there, and he's knocked out of bounds, incomplete. And the Bulldogs have a player down. Going to bring up second and 10. Moore had his couldn't corral it. Hit him on the hands. Going to bring up now a second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 31-yard line. Clock stops at 5:56 on the incomplete pass. Second and 10 from their own 31. Miller going to roll to the right. Now he throws it. Got his receiver. That's Moore. Moore out to the 35. Going to bring up a third down and about six. Third and six for the Zizzers at their own 35-yard line. There we go. Zizzers facing a third and six from their own 35-yard line. Miller, shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Four receivers, two on each side. Miller gets it out here and cut down at the 40-yard line. He's going to be shy a yard. And that was a Wyatt Dew on the reception. And, well, they're marking it at the 39.5, so it's going to be fourth down about a yard and a half for the first down. So fourth down, a yard and a half. Zizzers are going to go for it here. They've got a full backfield. A receiver on each side. Miller dives for it. Did he get it? He's close. They're going to mark it short. He didn't get it, folks. He didn't get it. He had to get the 41, and he didn't get it. They're going to bring the chains out, but he didn't get it. Miller is going to be short, probably about length of a football. So it's an official timeout here to measure. If this is a first down, I'll be shocked. I'll just tell you right now. Stretch the chain out here. No! He said the Zizzers got it by a hair. The official sat there and looked at it and said, Zizzer first down. At the 41-yard line. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. And, yes, folks, I'm shocked. But here we go. First and 10, Zizzers at the 41, at their own 41-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Miller. He's going to throw it right side. Got a receiver all alone over there. That is Lawson with the football. And he's going to be brought down. And now we got a flag on the side over here on the Zizzer sideline. So we'll have to see. They haven't spotted, yeah, they did. They spotted the ball inside the 40, almost the 38 of Carl Junction. Let's see what the flags are all about. officials are over there talking about it. Here it comes. Unsportsmanlike on the Zizzers. So, the team that the Ozark Mountain Conference loves to call unsportsmanlike penalties on, the West Plains Zizzers, just picked up another one here tonight. Ball is all the way back at the Zizzer 47-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from their own 47 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. So Zizzers have it first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Unsportsmanlike penalty took away a big game. And Miller overthrows Jacob Moore on the left side. Bring up second and 10. Second and 10 from the 47 of the Zizzers. With 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. Carl Junction leads it 24-17. Zizzer offense on the field. Miller in the shotgun with five receivers here. Looking at a second and 10. And Miller setting it up and couldn't get it to Taylor. Miller underthrows Jackson Taylor. Taylor had some room to run, but Miller couldn't get him the football. He threw it about 2-3 yards shy. Going to bring up third and 10 now for the Zizzers. Once again, a costly penalty has stopped a Zizzer drive here. Third and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 47. Miller in the shotgun by himself with five receivers. Miller looking. He's got to throw it quickly. And it's Taylor. First down and more inside the 30, inside the 25. Now he's going to get thrown out of bounds on the far side. He's out at the 23-24. And that will be an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. At the Bulldog 24-yard line, first and 10. All right, it's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Bulldog 24-yard line. Taylor in the backfield, Miller in the shotgun. Three receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Now we got a flag. Delay of game against the Zizzers. That is their fourth penalty in the second half. They've got eight in the ball game. Moves the ball back to the 29-yard line, first and 15. All right. Miller in the shotgun again. Taylor in the backfield. First and 15 now. And they'll give it to Taylor. Taylor tried to trigger him up. Gets it down to the 25. Going to bring up now a second down and 11, I believe. Clock running 3:10 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers trailing by seven. Second and 11 from the Bulldog 25-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Miller looking to throw. He's going to go long. Got mopping. Incomplete. Bulldog defender was right there. Mopping couldn't pull it in. So that is going to bring up a third down and 11 for the Zizzers at the Bulldog 25-yard line. Third and 11. See if the Zizzers can keep going here. It's Miller in the shotgun with five receivers. He's going to be looking. Throws across the middle, and he's got his receiver on the right side, dragging him down just shy of the goal line. And that was Jackson Taylor. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And here we go. First and goal from the one. Taylor is not going to get it. He's grabbed from behind. It's going to be second and goal. Zizzers are at the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and their red zone. And now we Well, I guess the officials aren't going to throw actual flags tonight because there's another penalty this time on the Bulldogs, but there was no flag. Well, now, wait a minute. We want to talk about it. I guess if we not – are we not throwing flags in this ball game? I mean, because apparently they decided not to throw them. All right. Going to go again, first and goal from the one for the Zizzers. Miller with Taylor over the top, and he's in. Jackson Taylor with a one-yard run. 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. And Jackson Taylor, 1 yard touchdown run, and the Zizzers are going to try to tie it up here. Reed Cobb going to try the extra point. So Reed Cobb going to try to tie it up here with the extra point attempt. And it's going to be a fake. Miller with the football. He's going to roll, going to throw it to the Jacob Moore for the two-point conversion. So Miller to Moore. Two-point conversion good, and the Zizzers have a 25-24 lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Johnson. West Plains Zizzers have just taken the lead 25-24 with 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Reed Cobb to kick it off from his own 40-yard line. So where will Reed Cobb kick this football? And he's going to put it on the ground, picked up by Durbin at about the 28. And Durbin makes it out to about the 34. There's a fumble on the play. Zizzers have the football. Nothing from the official yet. Now the far official says yes. Fumble Zizzers football. Durbin fumbles the football, and the Zizzers will have it. Or Ballard fumbled the football. And it'll be Zizzer football, first and 10, I believe, on the Bulldog 35-yard line. And that is our first turnover of the ball game. So the Zizzers have it, first and 10, at the Bulldog 35-yard line. Zizzers got to get it going here. They've had some delay of game penalties called on them, letting the clock run out. They better get with it. 9 seconds. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Down to 4 seconds. And we got a flag. It's going to be motion. Miller rolling to the right. He's going to throw it away. But here comes a flag on the Zizzers. And it's on the Zizzers. That's their fifth penalty of the second half, their ninth of the night. Carl Junction only has three penalties in the ball game tonight. Ball is back at the Bulldog 40-yard line. It'll be first and 15 for the Zizzers. Kind of shocked we actually saw a flag go flying that time. Miller tosses to Taylor. Taylor on the right side trying to get around the end. He's still going, and he's going to get down, I believe, to the 30-yard line. Going to be just shy of the 30. And that'll bring up a second down. About the 30 and a half. Going to be second down and just over 5 yards for the Zizzers. Second and five and a half for the Zizzer offense. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield again. Taylor's going to run straight ahead. He's down to the 20, inside the 25 to the 24, and that's a first down. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic, first down for the Zizzers. And they keep the chains going with a minute eight and counting to go here in the third quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 25-24. First and 10 at the Bulldog 24-yard line. Zizzers break the huddle with 14 seconds on the play clock. Taylor in the backfield with Miller in the shotgun. Taylor again slides up inside. He's down to at least the 20. So he's going to pick up four, looks like. Second and six coming up for the Zizzer offense. 25 seconds, and this should be the last play of the third quarter, I would think. I wouldn't think the Zizzers will snap the football. They don't look like they're going to. That'll be the end of three. Zizzers lead at 25-24. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
When the Zizzers take the field, they represent generations of West Plains proud alumni. That same community has trusted Mayfield Auto Repair for 30 years now. Since 1995, Mayfield has been the go-to shop from everything from oil changes to regular maintenance to major repairs. And most repairs are backed by a nationwide warranty. Whether you drive domestic or import, Mayfield's got the expertise and latest equipment to keep you running strong. Visit them at 2090 Clark Avenue in West Plains or call 417-25. 56-9452.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. West Plains Zizzers lead it 25-24 over the Bulldogs. Zizzers will have the football, and it will be second down and about 5.5-6 yards from the Bulldog 20-yard line. And, well, we don't have, the clock says 0-0 up there. And officials, there we go. Now we're ready to go. Miller hands off to Taylor, left side. And Taylor taking it down, I believe, about the 16-yard line. Bring up a third down now. Actually, they're going to put it at the 17. They back it up. So third down, third and about three for the Zizzers. They are inside the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Snap over Miller's head, and Taylor goes back and falls on it. And now Zizzers have it. It'll be fourth down. Back at the Bulldog 27-yard line, 4th and 13 for the Zizzers. And the snapping woes continue for the Zizzer offense. That's about the third time we've seen the ball either go over Ethan Miller's head or it's rolled back to him. 4th and 13, Zizzers. Miller's going to roll to the left. And wide open, he's going to throw the football to Moore down there. And incomplete. And Bulldogs will take over. 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line. So Zizzers can't convert. And the bad snap really hurt them right there. Zizzers are pretty much shooting themselves in the foot here tonight, folks. So here we go. 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 27-yard line. Gilbert taking himself, looking to throw, and he's got a wide-open receiver, and he's still on his feet and finally brought down. Zizzer territory, and that is Lopez. And that's a first down for the Bulldogs at the Zizzer 42-yard line. Zizzers will have it, or Bulldogs will have it 1st and 10 at the Zizzer 42-yard line. Wide open receiver that time, Zizzers. Defense needs to do a better job here. Gilbert, he's going to hand it off. And off and running once again. And he's going to be gone. It's a touchdown and a flag. Flag has been thrown, too. So let's see. Oh, is that a 42-yard Derman? Let's see. We got a flag. So the Bulldogs, penalty is probably going to be on the Zizzers once again. So it's going to be good. So 10:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Derman on the 42-yard run. And now Bulldogs have a 30-25 lead, and they're going to go for two now from the 3-yard line. So Bulldogs, Gilbert, looking to throw, rolling out to the right. Now he'll throw it, and it is going to be incomplete. So 30-25, Bulldogs reclaim the lead here. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
At GTS Physical Therapy, they believe in a personalized approach to your recovery. Serving West Plains, they offer top-notch one-on-one physical therapy to help you feel your best. Whether you're recovering from surgery, dealing with pain, or just need some guidance, their expert team is here for you. For information, phone 870-916-5130, 870-916-5130. GTS Physical Therapy, proud sponsor of the West Plains Zizzers.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. And Zizzers getting penalized 15 yards for the horse collar tackle. So they're going to be so the Bulldogs are going to kick it from the Zizzer 45-yard line. 30-25, Bulldogs reclaim the lead with 10:02 to go here in the ball game. And Zizzer's penalties are hurting big time in this ball game tonight. But it has been a little lopsided in the penalty situation. 9-3. Scissors 9 penalties and 3 for Carl Junction. And it's an onside kick. And Carl Junction recovers the onside kick. Now we got a flag thrown. Question is, did it go 10 yards? So what they're trying to sort this out.
Then there was a penalty again.
Another penalty on the Zizzers. Imagine that. That is shocking. So now Zizzers get the football. But it's going to be first down all the way back at their own 22-yard line. First and 10. For the Zizzers. They trail by 5 with 9:58 to go in the ball game. So Zizzers with the football, first and 10. Miller rolls over to the left. Now he's going to throw it long. And that went right through the hands of Jacob Moore. Incomplete. Going to bring up second and 10. So it's going to be second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 22-yard line. And they need to come up with some points. Zizzers trailing by 5, 9:50 to go in the ball game. Second and 10 for the Zizzer offense. Miller in the shotgun with 5 receivers. Miller, and he's going to throw it, gets it out to Taylor. Taylor sheds one defender, has got the first down and more. And that's going to be an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. As Taylor gets it all the way out to the 34-yard line of the Zizzers. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Zizzers from their own 34. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. 3 receivers. And that one is over Miller's head. He bounces up, and he throws it away that time. That's about the 4th or 5th time the ball has been over or rolled past Ethan Miller. And the Zizzers centers are going to have to do a better job. 2nd and 10 from their own 34-yard line for the Zizzers here with 9:36 to go in the ball game. The Zizzers trailing by 5. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield with him. Miller rolling out to the left. He's going to throw it long. And he's got it. Receiver, that's Maupin. Maupin with the football. Still fighting. Down to about the 25, 26-yard line of the Bulldogs. And that is an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzer offense. They needed that one at the Bulldog 26-yard line. Malachi Maupin, 2nd week in a row, he's come up with a really big pass reception. Last week, it was a punt return down the left side for a touchdown. Here come the Zizzers, 1st and 10. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Miller rolls out to the left. He's going to throw it, and touchdown! Touchdown for the Zizzers. Wyatt Dew That's a 26-yard touchdown pass. And that would be Miller to do. 8:47 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers reclaim the lead at 31-30. And they're gonna go for it. They're going for two here. Zizzers going for two from the 3-yard line. And they're going to pitch it, Jackson Taylor. Taylor looking to throw, and he threw it. Couldn't get due on the two-point conversion. Zizzers lead it 31-30, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. Zizzers have taken the lead 31-30, but the two-point conversion was no good, so the Zizzers will kick off here. Reed Cobb from his own 40-yard line. 8:47 to go in the ball game. And, folks, don't go away because this could be – who knows how this is going to end. And he's going to roll it down, taken at about the 27-yard line, and tackled it around the 30. And it'll be the Bulldogs with the football, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Didn't see who made the tackle there. But the Zizzer defense needs to figure out a way to stop the Bulldog offense. And that's a tall, that is a tall chore, folks, because Bulldogs have some speed. They've shown it several times. Over it in the shotgun, gives it to Derman. Derman is going to get dropped for a loss. And that's going to be Luke Cropper. And also, it's going to be Dason Roberts. And they drop him back at the 29-yard line, 28-yard line. Second down and 12 now for the Bulldogs. Second and 12. See if the Zizzer defense can do it again. Gilbert shotgun. Derman in the backfield. He'll give it to Derman on that right side. He tries to spin. A whole host of Zizzers are there. He's going to get it down to about the 35-yard line. There's about five Zizzers in there on the tackle that time, folks, so take your pick. third and five from the Bulldog 35-yard line. Third and five, 7.5 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by one. Gilbert in the shotgun, Derman in the backfield. Gilbert going to throw it over. And it's a first down as he catches his receiver over there. And that's across the 45 to the 46. Another first down for the Bulldogs. And I believe that was Wyatt Dew that pushed him out of bounds. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 46-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs, at their own 46 with 7:22 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by one. Gilbert in that shotgun again, and he's going to give it to Derman. Derman's going to get wrapped up, picked up about two, looks like. That's going to be Jackson Hunter on the tackle that time, along with Peyton Allen for the Zizzers. Pick up a two, it'll be second and eight. for the Bulldogs from their own 48-yard line, second and eight. They'll break the huddle, 15 seconds to go on the play clock. Gilbert in the shotgun. He's looking to throw it, and they've got him. Jackson Hunter along with Rucker Freeman, and they sack Gilbert all the way back at the 39-yard line. The Bulldogs are going to bring up a third down. So third and about 17 for the Bulldogs here from their own 39-yard line. 6:13 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by one. Gilbert in the shotgun, and he's looking to throw it. Now he throws it, and this one almost intercepted by Josiah Long. Long went up for it, but just couldn't come down with it. And now Carl Junction is looking like they're going to punt the football here. Still a lot of time in this ball game. 5:54 to go in the ball game. Bulldogs looking at a 4th and 17. And it's Gilbert back to punt the football. And he gets a good punt off. Taylor calls for a fair catch back at about the 24-yard line. Zizzers will have it 1st and 10 at their own 24 with 5:48 to go here in the ball game, and the Zizzers lead it 31-30. See if the Zizzer offense can get things going again. See what happens here. Couldn't convert on a 4th and long last time. So here we go, 1st and 10 from their own 24. Miller in that shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Pitch it to Taylor. He's coming on the right side. Taylor gets in the, finds him a hole. Coming down the right side, gets kicked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And that's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. So Zizzers have it 1st and 10 from their own 40-yard line, 5:40 to go in the ball game. Zizzers come to the line of scrimmage. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield. Receiver on each side. Miller going to give it to Taylor again. Taylor on that left side. He picks up about 3 on the play. Should bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 43-yard line. 5:20 and counting to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 1, 31-30. Zizzers break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage, looking at a 2nd and 7. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Miller going to hand it off to Taylor again. Left side, he's got a 1st down and more. Taylor is inside the 45, down to about the 43, 44. They're going to mark it at the 43. That's an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine 1st down for the Zizzers. Once again, at the just inside the 43-yard line, 1st and 10, Zizzers in Bulldog territory. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by 1, 31-30. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor in the backfield. Taylor once again. And this time he's only going to pick up a yard, maybe. Gets it to the 41, going to be 2nd and 9 for the Zizzers. 2nd and 9, just under 4 minutes now to go in the ball game. Zizzer's trying to keep moving the chains here, keep running time off the clock. That's what they're trying to do. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor back in the backfield again with two receivers, one on each side. They'll give it to, no, Miller's going to throw it out Taylor this time on the right side. No, that's going to be Gavin Marshall on the right side with the reception. Inside the 40 to the 38. That's going to bring up third down about five. And the Bulldogs take a timeout. Zizzers lead at 31-30, 3:31 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Big news from Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's number one real estate company, Westgate Realty, has moved to their new forever home at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, just across the highway behind Jordan's Convenience. Their state-of-the-art location means they can serve you even better than before. And here's more great news. Interest rates are trending now, making now the perfect time to buy. Plus, the market is shifting to your favor, sellers. So if you're thinking of selling, this is your moment. Westgate Realty, Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas's largest real estate company. Visit them at 308 Davis Drive in West Plains, or call today.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. 3:31 to go in the ball game. Zizzers are looking at a third down and five. They're at the Bulldog 38-yard line. Zizzers with the lead, 31-30. Zizzers need to pick up a big first down here. It is third and five from the Bulldog 38-yard line. Miller in the shotgun. Taylor. Taylor's going to run it and tries to get away, and he's going to lose yardage as the Bulldogs just clogged up the middle. And Taylor tried to kick it to the outside. Bulldogs are going to take another timeout. 3:25 to go in the game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Football 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction. Zizzers had the football, looking at a fourth and six from the Carl Junction 39-yard line. And the Zizzers are going to go for it on fourth and six. 3:25 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up 31-30, looking at a fourth and six right here. Miller. He's going to throw it, and it's caught by Moore. And they said he caught it over there. Pass is complete to Moore at the 29-yard line. That's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. So the ball now at the Bulldog 29, and the Zizzers get four fresh downs. And the Bulldogs only have, what, one timeout left? And the Zizzers have all three of theirs, but you're not going to see them use them. They want to run the clock. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor. They'll pitch it to Taylor. On the right side, Taylor tucks it up inside, spins. He's inside the 20. Taylor going to get down around the 17, 18-yard line. And that is another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine first down for the Zizzers. And Zizzers are now in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. Ball is at the 17-yard line of the Bulldogs. Clock running 2:55. Zizzers up by one, 31-30. First and 10, Zizzers at the Bulldog 17. Miller in the shotgun, Taylor in the backfield, two receivers to the left. Taylor once again behind the line. He's down around the 10. I think they're going to say the 11. So Bulldogs take their third and final timeout, 2:33 to go in the ball game. Zizzers with the football. They lead it 31-30. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Carl Junction, Bulldog Stadium. Zizzers have it. Second down and 5 from the Bulldog 11-yard line. 2:33 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 31. Miller in the shotgun. Jackson Taylor in the backfield. Two receivers to the left side. Taylor running on the right side. Taylor went down on purpose at the 3-yard line just so more time could run off the clock. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic first down for the Zizzers. That's their 13th first down in the second half. First and goal for the Zizzers at the 2-yard line. I thought it was the 3-yard line, but it's the 2-yard line. Zizzers break the huddle. Here they come. First and goal from the 2-yard line. And I think the Zizzers, they're going to run clock out. Miller takes a knee. Carl Junction can't stop the clock. It's going to bring up second and goal. The clock runs, so the Zizzers with a win here tonight should get the number one seed in the district. Carl Junction should get number two. And Rogersville number three, as Rogersville beat Bolivar 14-7. And a big score out of Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove is upset that their Bobcats 42-34. And now Taylor runs around the left side. Touchdown, Jackson Taylor with 1:16 to go in the ball game. So Taylor,
they could have run out the clock though.
Taylor on the 2-yard touchdown run. Zizzers lead at 37-30. Reed Cobb will come in to try the extra point attempt with 1:16 to go in the ball game. Cobb really needs to make this one. It is up, and he missed it. Too far to the right. 37-30, Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502, packaged with a front-end loader, brush hog, box blade, and quick hitch, all for just $394 per month, 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Carl Junction Bulldog Stadium. 1:16 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 37-30. And 1:16 is plenty of time for Carl Junction to score. Don't know why Coach Kanagi didn't just keep taking a knee down there and just run the clock out. Don't understand that one, but anyway. So here we go. So Reed Cobb going to kick it off, and it's going to be taken at about the 28-yard line, and that's where the Zizzers going to take him down at the 32, 33-yard line. That's Ballard to bring it back. And look like Huxley Freeman in there with a couple other Zizzers on the tackle. So 1:11 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 7. Carl Junction with the football. First and 10 at their own 33-yard line. The Zizzer defense needs to come up really big right here. They need to get stopped. Here we go. Gilbert in the shotgun. Low snap. He's going to throw it. Got a receiver on the right who gets out of bounds. Didn't get the first down out to about the 41. So it's going to bring up 2nd and 2. Clock stops at 1:06. I sure hope Zizzer's not, well, they're going to give him another one. It's a pickup of 9. They're going to mark it at the 42. Hope the Zizzer's not running out the clock down there. Doesn't come back to bite him. Gilbert in the shotgun. And Gilbert looking to throw. Zizzer's in pursuit. And they've got him. Zizzer sacked Gilbert. That's Wilson. Got the sack along with Rucker Freeman. And it's down to 48 seconds and counting. Bulldogs with the football. It's 3rd and about 13. Two down territory. Gilbert rolls to the left. Going to throw it. And it is incomplete. 4th and 13 with 33 seconds to go in the ball game. This was up 37-30. Ball is back at the Bulldog 30-yard line. 4th down and 13 for the Bulldogs right here with 33 seconds to go. Zizzer's up by 7. Play clock down to 14, 13 now. In comes the play. Gilbert wants to play in a hurry. They're down to 7 seconds now. They're going to have to hurry here. 4 seconds. Gilbert in the shotgun, 4th and 13. He's going to roll out, and he throws it, and it is complete, but he falls in bounds, and it's not a first down. He is short of the first down. Zizzers will take over on downs. Zizzers take over on downs. 1st and 10. Zizzers will have it at the Bulldog 41-yard line. Zizzers are going to win it 37-30. All they have to do is take a knee. Your Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains postgame show is coming up here in just a few seconds. Ethan Miller coming out. We'll take a knee, and this game will be over. And there it is. Zizzers are going to win it 37-30 over the Carl Junction Bulldogs. Zizzers should get the top seed in the district and get that first round bye. We will know for sure tomorrow morning. Back in 30 seconds with your postgame show, you're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.